Biologists say inbreeding is a major threat to the endangered population in Arizona and New Mexico. As of last month, 31 wild pups were counted among the southwestern packs. Two more pups were successfully cross-fostered last year. Wildlife officials plan to triple that number. Jim DeVos is Assistant Director of Wildlife Management for the Arizona Game and Fish Department.
It's a difficult task, but it can be done. And then we get wolves that grow up with wolves that are wild and that are doing what wolves do in the wild.
The department's commission, which is appointed by the governor, also voted to stop the release of captive-raised adult wolves. That has wildlife advocates concerned that cross-fostering alone won't be enough to diversify wolf genetics. Roxanne George is with the Grand Canyon Wolf Recovery Project.
The truth is that cross-fostering is a very tricky experimental technique, and it's very difficult to find the right circumstances.
At last count, there were 110 Mexican gray wolves roaming the Southwest Blue Range Recovery Area. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Ryan Heiches in Flagstaff.